Today on Capitol Hill, a House committee continued to question utility company executives and power grid experts on the causes of last month's blackout.
In New York City, emergency planners say the blackout was largely a successful test for how they could evacuate Manhattan after a terrorist attack. Many of the 6.7 million people who commute to and from work in the city every day are not convinced. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Rena Crone has compared notes with other New Jersey commuters in her Midtown Manhattan office. Those who got home the earliest on the night of the blackout walked over the George Washington Bridge. That's roughly 10 miles. But walking turned out to be quicker than Crone's route, by ferry. Her trip began with a 5.5-hour wait at the pier, where masses of sweaty, cranky commuters lined up in the stifling heat.
It was chaos. You know, of course, you feel for people. There were, like, older people there, pregnant people there, people who were carrying their children, and you just felt awful.
Crone, a 32-year-old copywriter for Avon, now has an evacuation plan with her workmates to walk over the bridge. She vividly remembers the evacuation of Manhattan on September 11th, and that makes the crowds and long waits more than just an inconvenience.
I was actually surprised because I thought after September 11th we would have kind of an action plan. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking, only because should this have been like a more serious situation, you know, we really had no way out.
When Crone finally got across the river to Hoboken, her husband was waiting to drive her home. But other commuters found themselves stuck on the Jersey side of the Hudson without any trains or buses for hours. On September 11th, ferries were used with great success to evacuate Lower Manhattan. Since then, the private ferry company has received public transit funds to double its number of boats and riders. But it wasn't enough to handle the blackout.
We were simply overwhelmed. We probably had maybe 10 or 12 at most New York Waterway personnel to try and manage a crowd of up to 70,000 people. And we simply couldn't do it. But I think overall, we did a lot better by people who were able to get out by boat than those who unfortunately had to sleep on the sidewalk all night.
Arthur Imperator Jr., owner of the ferry company, says he hopes to work out better plans, crowd control on the New York side and more buses at the other end. The city has created a task force to examine just what worked and didn't during the blackout. Michael Berkowitz, who coordinates transportation and evacuation planning for New York, says it was no small task to get 6 million commuters home, eventually, without any deaths or major injuries.
People did get home in an orderly and overall a very safe way, and that's really the goal. And I think we will certainly go back and look at how during these large transportation emergencies we can do a better job of expediting that process.
Specifically, Berkowitz says, the city needs more emergency generator power so that stranded commuters could be sheltered in air-conditioned buildings rather than having to sleep on sidewalks. And planners must figure out how to get buses moving when every bridge, tunnel, and major artery is completely gridlocked. Buses that actually move could have helped New Jersey commuter Jean-Philippe Fies. He walked 2.5 hours from Queens to Port Authority bus station. But when he got there, it was closed. He eventually found a bus headed to Jersey.
I think the bus to take me to Maryland. Maryland, I think the bus to take me to Penn Station and Newark. From Newark, I called my wife to come and pick me. I get home about 12 o'clock midnight.
But then Fies shrugs his shoulder and breaks into a wide grin. That's life. Nothing is perfect, he says. We're not in heaven yet. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.